Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Tracy Morgan is back. He got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and his new TV show, The Last OG, is very funny. You know, after a near-fatal collision back in 2014, which killed his best friend, Tracy was elated to be standing by his family's side as he accepted the coveted star on the Walk of Fame yesterday afternoon. Now, the 49-year-old comedian donned this light gray suit and a black paisley print tie for the ceremony, and it was presented to him by his industry pals Jordan Peele and Martin Lawrence. You know, Tracy is back on the small screen, starring in The Last OG with Tiffany Haddish. That's 3 years after that collision, which left him in a coma for 2 weeks, and then he suffered traumatic brain injury. Well, at the premiere of his new TBS show, Tracy gave this emotional speech about his recovery. He says, "I know God spared my life that day in that accident. It was to bring love and to bring hope." Well, Tracy, we are so happy and hopeful for you that you will continue to shine as you always have. Congratulations on everything. And Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, was filmed getting up close and personal with a mystery brunette on a night out in New York. Well, turns out the woman has been identified. Her name is Lonnie Blair. She is a bartender at this gentleman's club in Queens. And, you know, Khloe Kardashian is about to give birth any day now in Cleveland, Ohio. Well, Thompson was caught on camera making out with Blair Saturday night at this rooftop bar. He was later filmed by the paparazzi on his way back to his New York City hotel with the woman during the wee hours of Sunday. You know, I guess I should feel bad for Khloe, except that I know the Kardashians are already trying to turn this incident into an episode for their show, because they need some ratings about now. And in more breakup news, Usher's wife and manager, Grace Miguel, has officially filed for divorce just 1 month after they announced their separation. Miguel cited irreconcilable differences for her reasons for the filing. Usher and Grace had been together for 10 years following his divorce from Tamika Foster, and the two were married in 2015. But you know, the announcement came after all those allegations from multiple women that Usher gave them herpes. I guess that put a little strain on the marriage. Certainly put a strain on the sex life. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.